Hi there, and welcome to the podcast, Lifting the Veil. I'm your host, Noelle Cellini. In this episode, I'm going to share 10 tips for starting your own podcast. Now, this is a very popular topic. I run into a lot of people who are very curious about this, so I thought it would be helpful to share. But I also meet a lot of people where I say something about just how easy my podcast is to do, how it's a free app that I do on my phone. I just use my headphones. I don't use any special editing equipment or microphone or anything like that, and that how actually if somebody else downloads this free app, I can record with them, whether they live, 8 hours away across the Pacific Ocean in Europe or Australia, I can just record with them as long as we both have the app. So it makes it really, really easy to do a podcast. So hopefully you will find that helpful if that is something that has kind of been nudging at you to move forward with. And then I want to talk briefly about what is not the biggest veil, but almost the biggest thing humanity has a hard time moving forward with, almost the biggest stumbling block that is preventing them from aligning, remember, from coming into alignment. And our alignment is our natural state is love, joy, health, and abundance. So it's not really a veil, but it's more, again, what is kind of, I see this time and time again, whether it's taking health steps or whether it's taking steps towards greater abundance or personal, professional abundance in personal relationships and career stuff. This is the number one thing, again, preventing people from aligning with their natural state. So as always, I hope you will find this helpful, inspiring, and thank you so much for tuning in. Here are 10 tips for starting a podcast. Now, the first one is something I mentioned in the intro, which is that I do my podcast still to this day, sitting here right now. I do it on a free app on my phone called Anchor. It has since been acquired by Spotify, but it is still free, and it is still something that it makes it so incredibly easy to do a podcast. What I mean by that is that there's, intro and outro music. There's even background music you could add to your intro while you're welcoming your listeners or introducing a guest. There's also artwork there, so you don't have to have your own cover art. You don't have to have your own logo or drawing or even a picture of yourself. When I started mine, I used a picture. I just typed in hummingbird and I picked the picture that I liked the most. I didn't use the hummingbird that I have on my website and logo and business card and things like that. So you don't even have to, so to speak, have a logo to even start this. And then you just type in the font on there, the text that you want in the font selections that they have, and it is that easy. So I don't have any special editing equipment, any special headphones. I actually just use my headphones. I don't use AirPods or earbuds. If anybody knows, I would never use those, as those terrible EMF radiation and are microwaving your brain. So I just plug in my headphones, put my phone on Do Not Disturb so I don't get any texts or phone calls, and start recording, start talking. Once I'm finished with that, and I'll share more tips on what I do in terms of how to record, what kind of segments I record. Once I'm finished, I put in a title, I put in a description of the podcast episode, and I hit publish. And then it effortlessly gets published to all the major platforms, to Apple Podcasts, to Google, to Spotify, etc. Now, one of the other features that's really nice is not only is it free, not only is it very user-friendly, not only does it have, like I said, music and stock photos to choose from for your cover, but it also is easy to record with others. Now, if I want to record with somebody who lives in Australia and I'm in Chicago, Illinois, in the United States, I would just ask them to download the free app. And as soon as they do, I can call them through the app and we can be recording a podcast episode. That's how simple it is. So I have no output of additional money, just time that it takes to put the podcast together. So that is, again, just how easy it is. And again, that is a free app called Anchor. And like I said, it has now been acquired by Spotify, but if you look under the name Anchor, it will still come up. Now, tip number two I have is when I started mine in August of 2019, you were not able to get onto Apple Podcasts unless you launched or started out with 3 episodes. Now, some people choose to record a whole season, and a whole season may be 8 episodes, 10 episodes, maybe that's 15 episodes, whatever it is. And then that way they have their whole season already, and then they can drip feed, so to speak, their audience and have, you know, Pod Monday or release a podcast every Tuesday or every Sunday, whatever floats their boat or they think is best for their audience and listeners. I personally don't do that. If you've been following me, you see my schedule is kind of about every other month. I don't plan it that way. It just happens to be what I have time for and when ideas come my way. However, when I started, you had to at least start with 3 episodes. So you had to have 3 episodes already recorded and published at the same time in order to be approved by Apple Podcasts, meaning I couldn't just do one episode and do one a week later and then a third one another week later. You had to have 3 for them to review all at once. Now, like I said, I don't record season 1 with 10 episodes or 12 episodes. That I know can give people, if you are a podcast host, can give you a lot of advantages, whereas you know what to promote. You say, oh, in 3 weeks we have this guest on or this topic coming up, or you know that season is complete and finished. Maybe it keeps you organized and on track. For me, I don't need that. I already have this weird just internal drive and focus and determination where I just keep going with it. I don't need to make sure, oh, I have season 2 under my belt, now I can breathe. It's easy for me to come back and revisit it about every other month and do an episode. Or when I hear somebody ask a question or have a discussion with somebody I think that would make a good podcast, or I work with somebody with a different healing modality and know that would be a great podcast. I just let things come to me as they are. So pick one of those. You can obviously try them both out, where you record a whole season or where you go like me and just when the inspiration hits you. But when you are starting out, I would go for it at least 3 or more episodes out of the gate. Now, number 3 I have on here, if it is just you doing solo casts versus having guests on, and again, don't let any of these details get you hung up. If you start out your podcast and it is all guests and interviews, and then you want to switch to doing solo casts, just switch and do it. You don't even need to explain to your audience why. If they're listening to you, they're listening to you because they like your vibe. They like the information that you discuss, that you put out there. Don't always feel that you are bound to one thing. There are many major brands and corporations out there. I even know somebody who podcasts who he's changed the name of his podcast several times. He's changed the cover art several times. As I was saying, there's brands and corporations out there that have totally rebranded, totally done a different logo, a different direction with their brand. They've entered into these different, instead of doing watches, they now do shoes, whatever it is. So don't let things, if your podcast starts out as all interviews and you're the host and you just have guests on and then you move into it being solo casts, don't let it hang you up. Don't feel like you owe people an explanation. It can just evolve as you evolve, as you grow, as your audience grows, as you as a person, you know, evolve and grow and expand. But as I was sharing, if it is just you, what I do personally when it's just a solo cast is I don't record one big long tangent. That's what I did first before when I first started podcasting. I never hit publish on that, but I just went with whatever my topic was and I just kept talking. And I found it was hard to follow. It kind of came off as like I was rambling and I had a tangent. Versus now, I still have a topic and I don't read from a script, but I have bullet points. For example, the podcast I did on interpreting dreams, I may have four things I want to share about dreams, so I record usually four different segments. Now, those segments, again, let's not get cornered into a little small box here and thinking that those segments aren't necessarily short, like 5 or 10 minutes. Many times those segments are all of a sudden I look down and I'm at 25 or 30 minutes. What the advice I'm trying to relay here is that it's not just one big long recording. If I have four bullet points, I have four different segments where I end that segment, put in a little change of music, and then I go on to my next bullet point that I want to talk about interpreting dreams or whatever the podcast topic is for that. So it helps to record things in segments. I find because this way it doesn't come off as rambling or a big long tangent. And then this way, if you listen back, even if it's a 20-minute segment or a 15-minute segment or a longer one, if I find I don't like it, I can go back and re-record that one versus recording a huge, big, long one that might be an hour or an hour and 15 minutes. So smaller segments are better to keep your ideas kind of in line and on topic, and easier, again, like I said, to go back and edit and change if needed. Now, moving on, the next tip I have on here is that kind of two more tips go hand in hand. One is, as I was saying, I outline things. I do not read from a script. I don't read a script for my intro, for my outro, from anything that I'm sharing in the middle of the podcast, but that's me. Some people like to write their intro and outro and they feel that gives them, you know, really good structure and it comes through as very clear and concise. But I also don't know that I would read, if you read an intro and outro, I think that can still work really well. I don't know if I would read the rest of the podcast, only because it's like if you've seen somebody give a presentation. The best ones are people who are talking about what they truly know. They are sharing about things that they are really passionate about. They have major bullet points to keep the presentation on track, but they're not reading from a script. There are many times where I'm recording a podcast and it is also in a way healing, or as I would like to say, I'm journaling out loud and I have had things click and guidance come through. I have to stop myself and not say it out loud and say, oh gosh, here's something, or I'm realizing, or I'm identifying a veil, or I'm seeing why this is happening in my life this way. But there is stuff that will come through as you are recording, as you are podcasting, versus if you are reading from a script word for word, it can come off that way, which can come off as not necessarily authentic and genuine, and you're going to miss out on that guidance, that open, not open, but active journaling and sharing that is also beneficial for you as well as your listeners. So be careful with reading things word for word from a script. Now, with that said, while I don't have a script, I do actually, yes, I outline things, I write out whether I have 8 bullet points to go over or maybe just 2 or 3, but I do practice out loud at least once before then I start hitting record. And I practice out loud, even though it's just me sitting here and I'm not sharing it with anybody, I practice out loud because we talk much slower than how we think. And so when I start to talk and say things, I can catch myself going off on a tangent and say, "Ooh, no, I'm not going to do that when I talk about this bullet point." Whereas in your head, it's so quick for the thoughts to go here and here and here. Talking it out, you get to see how quickly it is for you to pick your words. You can make additional notes of maybe an example you want to give when you go over that bullet point. Things flow more when you actively speak it out loud versus just practicing in your head. So I will have a topic. I will write down the key points, those bullet points I want to go over. I will practice it out. I will wait actually about a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, because then I will start getting stuff from the universe, from my interactions with others that will benefit, that will lend to that podcast topic. And then I will make my outline and my notes. And then the day that I go to record, I practice it out loud. And then about whatever it is, 20 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour later, I hit record. So I do practice out loud. Now, one of the other tips I have is to talk slow. And this is actually my normal, pretty much normal cadence, but I am talking slower than if I was talking with somebody one-on-one in person. And I do follow one podcast where the guy speaks kind of fast and it is hard to follow. And it's something you can't really slow down. We can always speed up podcasts, as we know. We can make it 1 to 2 times faster. But to slow it down, especially when you're going over really great nuggets, really key points, I find that slower is better. So you will have to a little bit train yourself and slow down. Intros and outros are fine, I think, to talk at a normal pace, a normal cadence. But outside of that, it is better to talk a little bit slower. And on that note, it's also good if you can, but don't feel bound by this, to make those segments as succinct and as short, so to speak, as possible. Sometimes I look down, like I said, and I'm recording a segment and it's already 30 minutes long. If that's what I'm sharing and I feel it's good, I leave it that way. But shorter segments are better because a lot of the stuff people are hearing for the first time, or there's so much packed into a podcast. So the shorter you can keep those 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 segments that you're recording, the better. I usually use an hour as a guideline. I don't like my podcast personally to go more than an hour. I do have some episodes that are. I have found that that doesn't really correspond to how many people listen or don't listen. Because, of course, if the topic is interesting to them or really resonates with them, they will listen, even if it's an hour and 30 minutes. But the shorter ones are nice. They're nice to kind of break things up. They're nice to have once in a while. I try to keep things at that hour mark. All right, moving on. So we have the free app to either do one full season at a time or to do it how I do it, where you just kind of keep up with it either every week or every other month, to talk in segments, to not read from a script, to practice out loud, to talk slow, to try to do shorter segments versus longer ones. Now, also I have here on my notes out of these 10 tips is to, when you have guests on, and remember, guests can be anybody. As I've said, I've had my mom on. It can be anybody who, I had my mom on because we were talking about how she worked with our naturopath to remove a tumor without having it removed. So naturally, how to make the tumor go down in size and go away versus having it cut out and doing surgery and all the quote unquote normal stuff we normally see or hear or read about. But anytime you have a guest on, which can be anybody, of course you can send them questions and bullet points ahead of time, but I was hoping to have a guest on who wrote a book, and I know that she's been on several other podcasts. So it is helpful to have read their book or whatever they've worked on, watched their, maybe they've produced a film, but if they've been guests on other places, to listen to those other interviews. I know if I wrote a book and I was being asked to be a guest on several podcasts, I wouldn't want people asking me the same questions over and over. This author would want to say I'm the author and I would want to promote it. Well, I don't want to promote another podcast where it's the same questions my listeners and viewers have already heard me answer. So definitely read the person's book, check out other interviews that they've been in, send them the questions ahead of time. But just as they're not going to read from a script, it's better to, if you're not really reading from a script. And I will also say that being a host, if you decide to have a lot of guests on, that you really are in charge, so to speak, of, you are aware of the person's book. You read it. You've been a fan of them. You have experienced their, maybe they have a different healing modality. You know what it's like. You experienced it. But it's really your job, your responsibility to, if they're saying something in their response, in their answer, to make sure that you explain things further and kind of view it from a standpoint of somebody who's never read the book, who's maybe never heard of them, or never even heard of this healing modality. So really, as a host, to really stand back and be an active listener, and maybe sometimes at the end say, well, can you expand upon this? I know what that is, but I don't think my listeners would know what that is. So really be an active host to help people really understand it who have maybe never heard of it, never read it, and never have known this person. And last thing about guests too is that a lot of times, again, when I talk about putting ourselves and thinking so smallly, a lot of times people think, oh, well, this person is so unattainable, or they've been a guest so many times before, or they got me into podcasting, they would never want to be on my show. I think you would be surprised. I think you would be surprised if you reached out to people and said, hey, I loved your book, it really resonated with me, or whatever, writing a genuine email, reaching out, how many times that person will actually say, yes, I'd love to be a guest, or yes, I'm actually a huge fan of your podcast, or I've seen your work, whatever it is. So don't limit yourself and think, oh, well, I have a small following, or I just started podcasting, that this person wouldn't want to be a guest. I've pretty much never had anybody tell me no. I've had somebody tell me no because he is shy and didn't want to share it. So I had him write out things for me and I read it and I shared my experience. But that's really the only person who has said no. I've reached out to people and they've said, oh my gosh, I'd love to be. And then they end up starting their own podcast after that because they had such a good time. So don't limit yourself in thinking this person is so out of reach, so out of touch for me, they would never be a guest. Oh, not true. If you don't ask, the answer is always no, right? Okay, now moving on. Our second to last tip, and this was ties into the guest one, as I was saying. It can be anyone. As I said, I've had my mom on because she had the tumor in her body. I know how to explain it from a natural health perspective and shed some light on some of the things our naturopath was having her do. But my mom is the one who had the tumor in her body. She knows how it felt. She knows the fears she was dealing with and could share that. So remember, guests can be anyone. They don't have to be certified in XYZ. They don't have to have written a book. It can be anyone who is passionate and knowledgeable about a certain subject, or something you think your audience would enjoy and you want to discuss with that guest. Also something too, a podcast could be reading an excerpt from a book. It's a book that is something you, again, you know your listeners would really resonate with. It doesn't always have to be just you. It doesn't always have to be guests. It doesn't have to be quote unquote experts. It could be, maybe I've seen things where people have recorded a hypnosis session. They've recorded it like over Zoom and then they turned it into a podcast episode. They weren't planning to do that, but there were nuggets in there that they knew would be helpful for their listeners. And so they've turned it into a podcast episode. As I said, I have an episode with my laughter yoga instructor, the woman who I did my training for to become a laughter yoga leader. I had her on and we talked about how laughter yoga got started, the benefits of laughter yoga, and then between her and I, we kind of just led a laughter yoga session. So pretty much anything can be a podcast. Remember, people are coming to podcasts because it's not the normal information we're seeing on the morning TV shows or the evening talk shows. It's things that we are genuinely interested in and hopefully better our lives, better ourselves, you know, help us, again, as I say, align, awaken, grow, expand, all those good things. And lastly, no surprise, the last tip is to be consistent and to not underestimate common topics. Now, I don't have a lot of podcast episodes. I have about 40, 41 episodes. My most popular podcast episode is Interpreting Dreams. Now, this was, so to speak, an easy one for me to do. I could have done this, and I've had the idea to do it in my first probably 5 episodes, but I didn't because, not because I didn't think it was super spiritual or that witchy. I just thought, I don't, like, kind of like, this has been talked about, it's been done. Well, to this day, it is still growing in the numbers of listens, and it's still, it has surpassed my second one. Second most popular is What We Unknowingly Agreed to with Our Birth Certificate, which is like the pinnacle of awakening, the pinnacle of really seeing with your third eye what the heck is going on for humanity. And so here we have one that I think is so kind of entry level and basic, Interpreting Dreams. And then the second most popular one is the birth certificate one. But Interpreting Dreams is a fabulous topic. It's a great episode. I get to go over a lot of things in the beginning before diving into Interpreting Dreams. Maybe it's just an easy way that spirit speaks to a lot of people versus other ways I think are more common, like songs that get stuck in our head and repeating numbers and repeating situations or relationships. Maybe dreams is, yeah. Maybe dreams just doesn't seem more, maybe dreams seem more approachable. And again, not as witchy or not as out there, not as spiritual versus other crazy stuff like sound healing or sleeping under a pyramid. And in between, I talk about parasites and, you know, colon hydrotherapy. Those are the other podcast episodes. So don't ever think, oh, this is done before. I'm not an expert on this. Interpreting dreams, that's something so, such a topic that wouldn't be interesting. If you're guided to do it, I would say do it. You just never know. And again, as I said, be consistent. Consistent for me is about every other month, meaning I'm not disappearing. Sometimes I might go for 4 months because stuff is going on in my life and I don't have the time or focus to sit down and do a podcast episode, but I'm not disappearing for like a year and coming back. Of course, if that's what you need to do, do that. But this way, people know that there's always an episode coming from me. And I'm slowly adding to, you know, my podcasting episode list. All right. As always, I hope that was helpful, maybe even inspiring if you've never thought of doing a podcast. But I wanted to share just how easy it can be. Now, I want to finish this podcast by talking about what I think is not really the biggest veil. I would call it more kind of the biggest hurdle or the thing that humanity has the hardest time doing. Now, veils we can also kind of put in the same category as signs. So signs would be things like repeating numbers or seeing feathers or always running into somebody with, you know, named Matthew or running into people with your same birthday, things like that. And remember, these are, whether it's repeating numbers or veils, it's guiding us to do one of three things. And that is let go, move forward, or embody something. Not all three, just one of those. And I find that the one that humanity has the hardest time doing is the moving forward, is the taking inspired action, is the moving forward with that nudge, that creative spark, those ideas that they get. And yes, there's all sorts of, we hear that monkey mind or that ego that says things like, well, who's going to sign up, or you're not certified, or you're not an expert, or you don't have an audience for that, or you don't have the funds to start that. But that is, again, really, remember, the ego holding us back, keeping us safe, keeping us in our comfort zone of what we already know, because that's what it does. And I'm saying this because, and it ties into the first half of this podcast about tips about starting your own podcast, because I have, and I will probably make this into a separate podcast episode, but I have probably the biggest veil, if not the biggest veil, one of the two biggest veils, and this is what I will make probably into a separate episode on its own, in my life, is lifting a veil around, remember, not just identifying it, doing something once I identify that veil. And remember, veils are veils. If you're kind of new here, remember, they're not curtains. Curtains are opaque. You cannot see through them. They're heavy. They could be scary. If you had a curtain over you, there's no light. It's all darkness. And it, like I said, it's very heavy, and that can be really intimidating. But veils are fluid. They're diaphanous. We can see through them. We can see what's on the other side. We cannot see it fully, but we can see and enough of what is there. They're very light. And like I said, they move in the breeze. They may, you know, rise up a little bit and come back down. It's not something that is immovable. It is not something opaque. It is not something impossible. Now, this is probably the biggest veil for me in my life, in my journey, if not the biggest veil, one of the two biggest veils was identifying and then doing something with the veil around softening my expectations. And I've talked a little bit about this in previous episodes, but really what it allowed me to do, and I kind of knew this, but didn't really know it, it allowed me basically to magnetize, to align with the biggest opportunity of my life so far. I really truly feel the biggest opportunity of my life, and I'll get into that at a later point, again, another episode. But I'm saying that because this identifying this veil around softening and then aligning, and then that being able, helping me to align with this huge opportunity, I look back by the time this opportunity came my way, and I just kind of look over things, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have taken so many steps to get to this point. It was not just starting the podcast. It was not just this or just that. It was so many steps. And I look around, which is what kind of inspired this podcast. I look around, and it's my own interactions with people, because I talk with and chat with a lot of people on a daily basis. But then also my own intuitive downloads, I was really seeing that, oh, wow, this is something you could shed some light on, Noelle, that people have, or humanity has, a hard time moving forward, taking not only the next step, but then it's really not the next step. It's every step after that, and keep going, keep going, keep going. Now, I would equate it to, and I've talked about this also a little bit before too, is that I say, you know, your purpose has to find you working. And the visual I would put with that is like riding a bike. Now, if you are riding a bike, it is easier for the universe to be like, okay, you're riding the bike, so you're in motion, you're moving, you know, the creative ideas are going, you're moving forward with the steps. But if it needs to, it can just move you to the right a little bit, or move you to the left a little bit, or maybe make you stop or slow down a bit, or maybe gently push you from behind and get you to speed up or keep going with something. Versus if you are standing there looking at the bike and walking around the bike and, you know, maybe adding streamers or a basket or changing the seat or whatever, just looking at the bike and thinking, well, I'm not sure if I can do this, and I know I'm supposed to do it, but I don't know who's going to watch, who's going to sign up, what should my logo be, et cetera, et cetera. It's, I don't want to say it's harder for the universe, but because it's not really hard for the universe, years. But it is in this analogy, in this image that I'm using, it is a little bit harder for the universe to get you to do things, to nudge you in the right direction if you're just always kind of staring at the bike with the kickstand on the ground. If you are on the bike, this is why I say, your purpose has to find you working, or it likes to find you working, likes to find you on that bike. So if you take a step forward, and maybe it's not really the step that the universe was nudging you to make, or you didn't really interpret that guidance, quote unquote, correctly, it's a bit easier to be like, no, I think the name should be this, or I think you should be offering these offerings instead of this. That's a lot easier when the universe can find you working versus just sitting there and having no pen to paper, nothing down, moving forward with none of those ideas. Like I said, I look back at this huge opportunity and it is not one or two steps in the making. It is so many. I can look back at every year since my awakening started, which was in 2015. And every year there is a major theme in my life of something I was working through. Of course, there's usually more than one or two veils I did, but I look back and there's been so many steps. I would equate it to, you know, say you, everybody who hasn't dated different people, and you know, maybe you date someone and they talk down to you and don't really, you know, they're kind of maybe verbally abusive. Maybe then in that relationship, you learn how to stand up for yourself, how to find your voice, assert yourself. Well, then usually probably you don't end up staying in that relationship, you move on. And so again, remember as we say, each one, each relationship gets you closer to what you do want, what you do deserve, what you do desire. So that's the same way. It's not just want you date one person and that's it. Not that that doesn't happen, God bless, but usually it is, again, each step is getting you closer. And why and how this ties into the first half of this podcast, where I'm sharing tips on how to start a podcast, is because it does equate to mine in the sense that, remember, these are steps. And I like to share that, and I've talked about this before, so I apologize if you've heard this, but it is good that, remember, these are steps. We cannot jump over them. We cannot scoot them out of the way. We cannot go around it or underneath it. They are steps. There is no way for you to, you can't miss a step and you can't skip over it. It just won't happen. It's like, it's just not how it works. And also remember, there's only ever one next step. There's not 10 different ones. We may get confused and think, which end is up? I don't know what to do. You may think that there's 10 different doors, but there's really only one that's unlocked and open and has no hesitation. There's no restriction, nothing holding you back from that. So there isn't 10 different options. It's really only one. And then, as I said, remember, your angels and guides have already set up the next step for you. They're just waiting for you to consciously recognize it. It is already underneath your nose. It's just usually not coming through in the person or the package or the place that you are expecting it or how it has come through before. So there really is only one next step. Now, again, tying this back into the podcast theme, starting your own podcast and starting mine. When I started Lifting the Veil as a website and blog in 2017, I kept hearing the word podcast in my head, podcast, podcast, podcast. Well, I wouldn't start my podcast until August of 2019. And as soon as I did, within about, I don't know, a week, maybe 2 weeks, I had an opportunity to go to Milan, Italy, which is my favorite city. And I hadn't been to since, I think maybe like 2015. So several years before that. And why this is pivotal. And then pretty much 3 weeks later, I found myself on a plane to Milan. And why this is pivotal is because that trip was key. I had been to Milan many times before that, but it was that trip in 2019, about a little bit over a month since I had finally started my podcast that trip to Milan is when I just went to a few different places in Milan and just enough things started to click because I had finally moved forward with the next step, which was launching my podcast. Now, if I hadn't done that, one, I don't know that I would have found myself on a plane to Milan, but say I did. Say I was already on a plane to Milan. Okay. I would have gone and would have had the same experiences that I had the 4 and 5 other times that I had been to Milan. But that trip was pivotal because I took the next step. So like I said, within about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, I had an opportunity to go to Milan. And then 3 weeks later, I was on that plane because I had started my podcast. I took that next step. Yes, it took me, if I launched my podcast or my website in November of 2017, and then I wouldn't start my podcast till August 2019, it would take me almost 2 years to move forward with that next step. But I don't beat myself up over that. There was veils I had around starting a podcast. I thought it was going to be so time consuming, and I thought it was going to cost money. And that, as you know, is what I shared in the first part, is that I still do it to this day on my phone. It's free in that sense. It's easy. I enjoy it immensely. I started it because I was a guest on 2 other people's podcasts, and both shows that I was a guest on, they never ended up launching their podcasts at all for whatever reason. And I basically was like, F this. I have so much fun. It's like verbal diarrhea. I have so much to say, so much to share. And so it finally pushed me into starting my own because my message was not getting out there. And a friend had told me about the app, the podcast app Anchor, a few months, I don't know, maybe a year before I started it, maybe just a few months. And so I finally just downloaded it. It was free. And played around with it for like a day or two, scratched what I recorded in the first day or two, and recorded everything in segments. And then that was it. I did my first 3 episodes. I went to Italy. I came back. I had a colon hydrotherapy session with my naturopath. If you've been listening to me, you know that was the very first podcast my naturopath and I did together, was on the power of colon hydrotherapy. Because it's such a rich and important topic, we recorded a follow-up one, and then we just kept going because her and I both had so much to share. I had a lot to share. I would make solo casts. I would invite other people in my life who were experts, and I just have kept going ever since. So that is the story of the podcast and the story of Steps. And part of my podcast is what has solidified the biggest opportunity of my life was that this person was able to check out my podcast and say, okay, you're the real deal. You get it. You've done the work. You're out there helping people. You're sharing. You know what you're talking about. You're one of the authentic ones. You're one of, you know, the people really here doing the work. And it really solidified the biggest opportunity of my life. So that is the importance of, out of those 3 things that veils or signs are nudging us to do, to let go, move forward, or embody, I would say, taking the steps. And there are no wrong steps. Remember, there's only more aligned or less aligned. It's so much easier for the universe to gently nudge us just to the left, just to the right a little bit, if we are actively taking those steps. I look back and I've just so many steps, so many veils each year, so many things I've unwound and undone. Same thing with health. It isn't just one. It's several over and over and over again. So it's not impossible. It's going to take time. It's going to take awareness. And it's going to take commitment to your path, to do what you know you are internally being guided or nudged to do, and not the outer voices and the outer BS, so to speak, saying, well, that's whack, or that's witchy, or that's too spiritual, or that's not going to work. Gonna have to keep going. And without a doubt, keep putting one foot in front of the other. All right, you know what I'm going to say. I hope you found that helpful and inspiring. I'm planning for the next episode to be tips on how to navigate your awakening. Now, usually I don't share what the next episode is because I kind of go with my gypsy soul has to go with whatever, wherever the wind blows me. And sometimes I'm guided or nudged to do a topic on something else. But I feel that that will be a good one and a popular one. So if there are questions you have about that, about navigating your awakening or things that you may be, you know, bumping up against or struggling with, reach out and let me know. You can reach out through my website, which is lifting-the-veil.com. Remember, if it doesn't have the dashes, it looks a little bit like lifting the evil, which is kind of what it is. So you can write me a message there or reach out to me on Instagram. And as always, thanks for listening, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.